to see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Here until 5 a.m. It's Friday, and that means our Friday features are beginning. We're going to do You Big Dummy right now, and then straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And, of course, Fly Jams Friday. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 has your morning drive on this Friday morning. By the way, I wanted to wrap this up. One person texted in that Florence Henderson from Shakes the Clown is a bad mom. So she made both good and bad mom lists. So there you go. All right. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them and we vote on who is the biggest dummy. And then Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person through after our summation can vote and be the third vote to see who the biggest dummy of the week is. And so let's do it. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Virgilio Martinez says he was stopped as he brought 40 piranhas in a duffel bag through Los Angeles International Airport. World-famous restaurateur who starred on Netflix's Chef's Table was stopped bringing 40 piranhas through LAX. Virgilio Martinez, chef owner and exclusive of the exclusive central restaurant in Peru, says he hoped to serve the predatory sharp-toothed fish during an L.A. food festival. He told the Los Angeles Times on Wednesday that custom agents pulled him into an interrogation room when they found his cache of frozen vacuum-sealed piranhas. Martinez was featured in the third season of the Netflix show Chef's Table. He said that his latest ingredient sent customs officers into, quote, a panic. He said, I was extremely obsessed about bringing piranhas back. We serve piranhas in the Amazon at Central. So I said, guys, why not take a risk and put the and bring the piranhas to L.A.? You probably have preconceived notions about piranhas because of movies, but for me, piranhas, we go and fish them. When asked what was inside the bag, Martinez replied, bones, flesh. But his joke ended up in interrogation by an additional officers. Martinez is the, let's see. After 5 hours... the piranha dish is served in Lima, Peru. After 5 hours, the agents let Martinez through with the fish. He used them that night on a salad and says that the following night he dried the piranha skins and served them inside the piranha heads. I told him it was going to be a special dinner with a friend who I really respect, and I'm going to do a dish that I really enjoy. I told him that it was from my heart, and I showed him a few photos. Look, this is what I want to do with piranhas. And he said, wow, go ahead. Oh, God.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. In a colossal gaffe that will drive conspiracy theorists into overdrive, the official royal website, the official royal family website listed baby Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor's parents as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. This, by the way, was at the royal family's official website. The announcement on Archie's own page on the royal website read, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor was born at 5:26 on Monday, 6th May. He is the first child of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and is the seventh in line to the throne. It's the kind of mistake that happens all the time, but with one of the most keenly anticipated and closely scrutinized births of the year, it's a massive embarrassment for the Royals' PR team. The second the dough moment happened for the team, after an announcement that Meghan Markle had gone into labor, failed to send, and eventually materialized after baby Archie was born. More than one chain of conspiracy theory tweets had speculated that Meghan Markle's pregnancy was somehow faked and that the real parents were Prince William and Kate Middleton. Now, even though it was clearly a humiliating error that could end up with someone backstage at the palace losing their job, that gossip will likely go on for years.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A man who Florida authorities originally said accidentally shot himself in a supermarket checkout line was actually shot by his wife's gun. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office told the Tampa Bay Times on Monday that deputies' investigation shows that 69-year-old Vernon Messier, is he a hockey player, was shot Sunday when his wife's purse fell off a counter at a Lando Lakes Publix supermarket, causing the two-shot Derringer inside to fire. The bullet struck Messier in the shin. Deputy said 67-year-old Lillian Messier has a concealed weapon permit. No charges are expected, and deputy said that Vernon Messier is recovering.
They laddie dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. The advice of the Audrin County Sheriff, Matt Adler, gave in a wild Facebook post detailing the illegal things he said one woman did while bailing her boyfriend out of jail. The post began, "I can't make this stuff up." Aller said it was a normal day in the office when he noticed a woman getting arrested in the building on one of the security monitors. The woman, Amanda Smith, reportedly drove to jail on a revoked license. Quote, "She drove right to our building thinking we wouldn't notice. The deputy recognized her and knew she was revoked. We notice. Don't do that," Aller wrote. But the day did not end with just one felony for Smith. Aller's post continued. He said he saw Smith digging around in her bra and pants and asked the chief deputy to review the footage. Chief deputy approached Smith and asked her for the bag of meth she had in her person. She had on her person in the jail. When she looked confused, the deputy pointed to a wall-mounted security camera. She looked at the camera, then cried, and dug the meth out of her pants and gave it up, which is another felony. Don't do that. Aller said the takeaway is simple. If you commit a couple of felonies, don't do so at the sheriff's office.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
All right. We got a break here for weather and some commercials. We'll come back. We got one more dummy story to read, and then we vote on who is the biggest dummy of the week. And you can join in, being the first person to call in after Tom and I vote. So there you go. 312-981-7200. The dummies will continue. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday. Happy weekend, everybody. That means all of our regular Friday features will be happening later on. Fly Jams Friday. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and right now we're in the middle of You Big Dummy.
Oh,
We got one more dummy story to read, and then Tom will vote, I will vote, and then you call in. First person through is the third vote for Dummy of the Week.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five.
A Florida woman pulled a small alligator out of her pants during a traffic stop Monday morning, authorities said. Florida. The unidentified woman showed an officer the reptile when asked, "Do you have anything else?" There were also 42 striped mud turtles, one soft-shell turtle in the woman's vehicle when she was pulled over on the highway some 100 miles south of Tampa, according to Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was called to the scene to investigate. The woman was cited for possession and bag limit violations for all three species, which are native to Florida but are regulated. The reptiles were then seized and released, according to a spokesperson for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Florida is home to more than a million gators, and the reptiles are protected under state law. It's illegal to kill, injure, capture, or possess alligators without a permit.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
All right. Florida represented.
Doing a good job this week.
Every week, we get at least one Florida story, which, you know, makes sense. So let's do a recap here. We got the dummy chef, who, by the way, I've seen on Chef's Table. We got the dummy chef who had 40 piranhas in his duffel bag. He was going to make that out of he was going to make a salad out of some piranhas. We got the dummy who posted the wrong parents of Archie on the official royal family website. We got the dummy who was shot in a supermarket when his wife's purse was dropped. We have the dummy who drove to jail on a suspended license, a revoked license, with meth in her pants. And speaking of something in your pants, the dummy who had an alligator in her pants during a traffic stop when she had too much wildlife. All right. What are you thinking about here, Tom?
All right, I'm gonna say this right now. It's a battle of the pants.
it's always a battle,
always
of, the
battle
pants.
Of the pants. If someone
we
puts,
had a po- we had a guy throw some rib roast, 40 pounds of rib roast down his pants last
what a
week.
Genius.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say gator pants.
You're going with gator pants.
I'm going with gator pants because gators represent Florida, and Florida is a staple of the show.
By the way, gator pants was my morning zoo name. Yeah, man, gator pants. Yeah. Here's some Journey. All right, that's a good one. I've seen the chef on. I know who the chef is. He's known to be a weird dude. I will just say that he was on Chef's Table, which is a pretty fantastic show. So I'm not going to vote for him because he was dumb to try and talk these guys. He was dumb because he made jokes about it. Bones and flesh. But I got to say that this official royal family website, whoever posted that, is a real dummy. I mean, that's ridiculous that was posted on the official royal family website.
You had one job.
Exactly.
You had one job.
Ridiculous. The guy who's white, I mean, I'm interested why she's carrying a two-shot Derringer with her. It is Florida.
Yeah. There's people with gators in their pants.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have defense against gator pants. Yeah, man, gator pants. Yeah. Here's Kansas. And then you've got the woman who had meth in her pants driving on a revoked license to a jail. And she was bailing like her friend out. She was going to bail out.
I think she was bailing out her boyfriend.
That's good. And then finally, the dummy who had the alligator in her pants. I'm gonna agree with you, Tom.
Gonna go gator pants.
I'm going gator pants, and I actually saw the story right before I left for work last night because Kimmel did it. He has this segment called "Meanwhile in Florida," and they do it all the time. And they show like, and this that was the one they did the news report of, and they actually showed the gator. There's a picture. There was an actual picture of the gator that was in her pants, and it should have been. It should not have been in her pants. So I'm going with gator pants. Let's see who our third vote is voting for. Here's Patty on WGN. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. I guess I wanted to go with the meth pants, really.
Oh, okay. So you're voting for meth pants. All right. It was a question of pants, really, this week. So two votes for the gator pants and one vote for meth pants. He did traffic on my show. Yeah, meth pants! So there you go.
Really wired every morning.
Yeah, well, sure, man.
Good old meth pants.
That was originally Brian Cranston's name in Breaking Bad. Yeah, it was Meth Pants. Mr. Meth Pants. That's what the students called.
Thank God they had some rewrites.
Yeah, just a few. Meth Pants. All right, Meth Pants and Gator Pants. And then we have Rib Roast Pants.
Oh.
We have to make a whole family of pants. Anytime somebody shoves something down their pants, we have to add. We've had Snake Pants.
We've had Snake Pants.
Well, a lot of drugs. We've had
a lot of drugs.
Yeah, we've had cocaine pants, and so
I gotta say, I feel like rib roast pants probably does sports.
Yeah, rib roast pants, man. The Cubs won. Yeah, here's some saga. Hey, by the way, you know, I don't know, Tom. I don't know if you know the my love for the Canadian band Saga.
I do actually. I do.
Do you know they're coming to town?
Wait, are you serious?
Absolutely.
When?
They're playing the Arcata in October. Ooh. Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, sorry. I got really excited and hit
my head. Yeah, you want to talk about excitement. Saga, and for regular listeners of the show, I have kind of an obsessed love for this Canadian band called Saga, who I guess is best known for the song On the Loose, but I love that band. I love them. And I've talked about Saga many, many times, and actually for my birthday, when Esmeralda Leon was still on the show doing traffic, she got, and what we discovered was, and this is crazy, that they have a huge fan base in Puerto Rico. For some reason, the Canadian band Saga has a massive fan base in Puerto Rico. So for my birthday, Esmeralda went online and got me the Puerto Rican tour concert shirt.
That's
of Saga,
ridiculous.
I will wear in October to the Arcata Theater.
Well, you know, maybe they come by.
Let's get him. Michael Sadler, lead singer. Let's get him in.
Come on, Mikey.
Oh man, Saga coming to town. He was really funny at North by Northwest Tuesday night at my film club screening. Somebody was sitting in our row because my parents and I, sit in the and sitting right next to my dad. I walk in and. I'm about to sit down and take my coat off, and she immediately says to me, Hey Nick, did you hear that Saga's coming to town? And I said, Yes, I did.
As a matter of fact.
She said that my it was her husband or her boyfriend called her up and said, Hey, make sure you when you see Nick, make sure you tell him that Saga's coming to town. They have not been in Chicago, I mean, can't even tell you how many years. This is an 80s band that I liked.
Right.
And so it's going to be great. So Saga, coming to town, Arcata Theater.
Be there or
be there.
Square.
Exactly. All right. We're going to break here for the news, and when we come back, we'll jump into our regular features again, starting with Straight Out of Context. Yeah. So here's your a break in the news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And we're in the middle of our regular Friday features. Coming up in just a little bit, Fly Jams Friday. DJ Luscious Hushus is going to take your requests. Get them in at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Right now, though, it's time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you guys listen to this radio station 24-7 with your ears peeled. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it's kind of dirty, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom.
All right. Our first one today is comedian Tim Cavanaugh, who's on the Steve Cochran Show the other day. He said this.
He can blow me off at the stage any time.
And that was caught by Rick in Crest Hill.
Rick in Crest Hill. Good ears, Rick. Okay.
All right. And speaking of things out of context, here's Anna DeVlante's on the Rokan show saying something.
Some of them are even longer than that, aren't they?
Yep.
who spotted that?
That was Brian. And Brian actually got a twofer this week. He got a real good one. Here's John Williams.
Brenda and I were doing it the other day because it was raining.
It's as good a time as any.
Hey, it's raining. Let's do it. That's funny. That's great. All right.
You know who doesn't appear on this a lot is Bill Leff, but Kelly from Elgin caught this.
Wendy, you are tight.
Oh, my God.
What a relationship they have.
Oh, my God. It's mostly his partner who appears on this segment. that was a good one, though. That was a good one. Good ear from the listeners. All right.
And Night Owl caught this on the Bill and Wendy show. Another guest, this was Tony, who's a flower expert.
So it tends to flop when you get that big head on it.
You're taking care of your garden,
oh,
you know.
Oh, man. Got to take care of that garden. All right.
Now, Lou Manfredini was celebrating his birthday the other day, and Margaret heard this.
All I want to do is take my pants off.
What? What?
Happy birthday.
My birthday. I get to take my pants off in the studio.
HR?
That's what's going on.
Now,
right.
Unfortunately, Doug in Kansas City caught me saying this, and it's actually relevant to what we were talking about earlier. I'm a sucker for anybody putting anything down their pants. I really am.
Yeah. Well, that was from last week's dummies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Tim heard Kim Gordon saying this.
I'm just taking it all in.
It's from the Rokan show.
Of course it is. All right.
And now Bill Leff with a two for this
week.
Wow. I know. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Bill. This is Kelly from Elgin heard him.
This thing could blow at any moment.
Talk.
He's not going to outnumber Wendy this week, is he? Wow. Mm. We'll see. Okay.
Now, Jim Toronto was a guest on the
Dean
Richards show, and he got caught saying this. You'll have to listen carefully.
I like shaved.
Okay.
And that was caught by Brian.
Brian.
For the first
filthy
time.
Filthy mind.
I know.
All right.
All right. Next is Rokan again talking about something important to him.
I don't like when my fluid's all over the place, and this is a situation.
Oh, my God. We didn't have the warning beep there.
No.
Okay.
Just went straight.
Head straight to Roe. Okay, what's next?
All right. Next up, we've got John and Roe. This is a twofer with John and Roe.
Is that the best length for you?
No, it's just a new length.
Oh, man.
That was caught by Hillary in Rogers Park.
That's the kind of dirty crosstalk that happens on this radio station. You got to keep your ears peeled.
Now, I hate to turn on a fellow producer, but here is Jazz Cooper, producer of the Bill and Wendy show. This was caught by Maria in Crystal Lake.
I just wanted Steve to get off.
And Cream playing in the background there. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
And then finally, John Williams yet again. This is Jim in Carbondale.
You should try. My sons and I did this a lot when they were younger.
Oh, man.
But I believe we've had a first. This is the first time that... Was Wendy on vacation at any time?
No. There were just...
Wow. Because when she goes on vacation, we don't get, you know, many submissions. This will be the first time she wasn't on and Bill was on twice.
I know.
That's a weird switch. It's a weird switcheroo-y. All right, we'll keep your ears peeled for all the filthy people on this radio station. And we'll do it again next week. Now we've got this.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
All That's right. That's the theme for Nick D. Show Spies. Again, this is up to you guys. You listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show, we want to know about it. You become a spy, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let's do it.
All right, first one here. This is Mary Sandberg, caught by Don from Marengo.
How much is that? Is that a lot of pot? A little pot?
That's a decent amount of pot, Steve.
It's enough to
unofficially
get you through the weekend.
Okay.
How many joints would that make? I'm going to need a number.
I'm going to go with 10.
And how many hits per joint?
Let's go with 6 hits per joint.
I think it depends on how hard you suck.
Oh, really?
Why do you guys know so much about this? It's scaring me.
Joe, you want to send that to Nick right away? You want to wait till the end of the week?
It's more Steve. More Steve. But
that's pretty funny. Why were they talking about pot?
Well, they were talking about legalization and how much is allowed.
You know, back in the day, you would get a nickel bag,
a dime bag,
and the big one would be a lid. If you got a lid,
you say
a lid. If you got a lid of pot, you were definitely ready for the weekend. Hey, yeah, man, let's go get a lid.
I love Mark Carmen on that. I'd say about 10 joints there, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Very sportsmanlike.
Exactly. But yeah, those old terms don't exist anymore.
Nah, man.
You can't go you can't go to the medical marijuana for your glaucoma and go, give me a lid.
No.
That's not going to...
You got to speak in regular... You got to get a quad.
It's
half O.
Oh, I used to. My friends would always be like, you know, yeah, man, I'm going to go grab a nickel bag
or a 10. Well, I mean, they still kind of exist.
Dime bag, nickel bag, and lid. I believe were the three amounts of pot choices in the 70s.
Yeah, you can still get like a 10 spot.
Yeah,
but I think that's more general drug stuff, so we can't get into
right. Well, all right, pot talk here on WGN. All right, what's next?
All right, next up, Dave Ennett was caught by Brian.
There's the Beyond Burger and the Impossible Burger, and I think I heard Nick saying that the Impossible Burger is the one that is a Burger King is doing the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right, one. That's right, and well, thanks for the mention, Dave. Thanks for listening.
Honestly, you're a big hit on the Steve Cochran Show this week because these are all from Steve.
They're all from Cochran Show.
They're all from Cochran.
Oh, wow! All right.
And then this last one, also caught by Brian, was Steve Cochran himself.
I love it, Steven Crackers.
Steven Crackers. Perfect. It does work. And you know those cheese balls? They cover them in nuts. You know, it used to be popular at parties.
Oh, I don't want any nuts on them.
No nuts.
That's from the 70s.
Why is it that everything you've said this week is something like perfectly crafted for Nick's out of context?
You know, Joe Romano, if you're out there, do me a favor and just send these to me. Just take care of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the reasons why Mary Sandberg is so often featured. She talks about a lot of eating, like a lot of food stuff on Steve's show. And people just go, anytime anybody's mouth is involved in any kind of conversation, it immediately becomes sexual to everybody who's listening.
Of course.
But I love Steve acknowledging that, as soon as something comes out of their mouth, he's like, hey, just get that ready for, what he said, hey, Joe, you want to send that to Nick now or you want to wait till the end of the week?
Anytime, you guys. Anytime.
Anytime. All right. Well, keep it going, everybody. I'd like to know when people are talking about me on this radio station because I'm paranoid. So you listen 24/7, and whenever anybody mentions me, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and of course you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Let's do the intro and then we'll break.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. That's right. Fly Jams Friday. Want to play your introduction, DG?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
That's right. DJ Luscious Hushes is here. I'm Wiki Nicky, and Viggity Viggity Vic Verified Double V running around like the news in the newsroom like a lunatic. You want to get your requests in? We're talking about R&B. We're talking about funky stuff. We're talking about Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind.
Fly Jam Friday gets kicked off with a great one. Who requested that?
That was Sam, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia.
You got
to
be, you know, I love when people would go, hey, what's your occupation? I'm a Pip. I am a Pip. Classic song. It's Fly Jams Friday, man. Let's hear Luscious Hushus again.
I put it away.
Oh, you put it away. Yeah. All right. That's all right.
You get one.
You get one. One Luscious Hushus. Well, he's here, and he's got the requests going. It's Fly Jams Friday. Anything R&B, anything funky. 312-981-7200. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right here on WGN. All right. We got more requests here?
Oh, of course we do. All next right. up, we got a little bit of Casey and the Sunshine Band, and this is coming to us from Mike in Louisville, and it's a classic.
You know, I don't think people realize just how big Casey and the Sunshine Band was in the 70s.
Really?
Oh, my God.
They were like the band.
They were huge in the 70s. They had hit after hit after tasty hit. Yeah. And they were...
They just don't make them like that anymore.
Well, he's still touring, Casey.
Really?
Yeah. But you know what he does a lot, though? He does like the... He's on the cruise ship circuit.
Oh, okay.
So, like, when they have, like, a disco cruise, he's usually the headliner along with a whole bunch of other disco artists from the 70s. He does a lot of that. He does a lot of the cruise ship stuff. Oddly, so does Saga.
Yeah. The Saga Cruise.
They've got a cruise coming up called Prague Cruise, because they're kind of considered a prog rock band, mm-hmm. Saga. So there's a Prague Cruise with members of Asia.
Asia!
And a whole bunch of other... like prog rock bands.
Yeah.
And Saga's done those tours many times. I have to research and find out when the last time Saga was here.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's got to be
decades.
It's got to be 30 years.
Wow.
25, 30 years, I would guess.
Can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
The lead singer used to have a fantastic, beautiful head of hair mullet in the early, in the mid 80s, early 80s. He's bald now.
Oh.
Shaven head.
Oh
yeah,
nothing lasts forever.
That's right. So, all right. What's the next request for Fly Jams Friday?
All right, next Fly Jam is a personal favorite of mine. Oh. It's Jungle Love.
Oh, classic
by Morris Day and the Time.
Morris Day,
and this is coming to us from Steve.
Yeah. That's such a great song.
It just makes me think of Jay and Silent Bob.
Really? It doesn't make you think of Purple Rain?
No, believe it or not. Believe it or not, because they just have a bit. I want to say it's in Jay and Silent Bob.
It's
Strike Back.
It's in Strike Back, yeah.
Where they're singing Jungle.
Yeah.
$15, little man.
Yeah.
It just gets me.
You know, I literally ran into Morris Day.
Yeah, you mentioned. Yeah. I can't even imagine what
that was. It was in the hallway in the first floor when we were still on the first floor in the Tribune building when WGN was sitting on the first floor. And they were doing a concert in Pioneer Court right next door, and they used our green room as their like place to get ready and for the concert. And so I was walking towards the back studio, and I literally turned the corner and bumped into Morris Day, and he's about 3 feet tall. He's a very small dude,
flying.
But he had the fantastic suit on. He looked great. Jerome was right next to him. Didn't have a mirror with him though. I was very upset about that.
Oh,
so
that's too bad.
Yeah, I saw those guys in concert about three times. And Jimmy Jam and Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Nice. Oh, you don't know about Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That's their real names. They were members of the time, and then they went on to become some of the biggest producers of all time, producing all the big Janet Jackson records and stuff like that. And I refer to them, you don't know this, but I refer to them as Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Terry Thomas being a gapped-toothed British actor from the 60s who did a lot of wacky comedies. Ask your family about Terry Thomas.
I will.
Ask your family about Terry Thomas.
I guarantee they'll know.
They will absolutely know who he is. And if you see a picture of him, you'll know who he is. But anyway, I like laughingly refer to them as Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. So, all right, what's next?
All right, next up is Magic, You Gotta Get Up. And this is to Dino, who wanted to hear this.
All right, Dino.
If only it would do what I told it to.
There you go. People, get up, let's do the music. Work your body, but don't abuse it. Don't hesitate, yo. Just take a chance. Don't have to make yo. On the floor, yo, stay. Now's the time, yo, to dance tonight, okay. Yeah, that's funky. Hey, by the way, I was just looking up. Dean's doing his weekend report on Channel 9 right now.
Oh, yeah?
Penn and Teller in town.
Huh.
They're playing the Genesee.
Very nice.
I had no idea. We were talking about Penn and Teller. You did write down Penn and Teller Get Killed, right?
That I did.
Okay. Directed by Arthur Penn. All right, what's next?
All right, next up, this one looks like it's...
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. The Sugar Hill Gang, speaking of fly jams, are playing the City Winery. I don't know why I find that so funny. But
it's very apropos.
Yeah? All right, what do we got?
All right, next up, it's a Mother's Day request here. Always Love My Mama by The Intruders, and this is coming to us from the 773.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
nice.
I like
nice.
That. Very nice.
Yeah, very nice timing on that one. Very, very good. Okay, we got time for, I believe, one more.
Yeah, one more quick one. Clarence Carter with Patches, and this is coming to us from a fellow Tom. I've got bad, the little money from the crops he raised. Barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hand
all right, there you go. All right, we'll see Luscious Hushes again next Friday, and we'll do it again for Fly Jams Friday. All right, we're going to take a break. The news is coming up next. We'll be back on Monday morning with the Monday Morning Movie Reviews, My Dad's Joke, and much more news after this.